Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and here we are live with you.
Right now, discovering cosmic awakening. What a profound moment we are at on the planet.
Here's what I have to say to you. If you have to ask, am I awake, then you're still dreaming.
Maybe.
And if you have to say, am I dreaming, you're probably awake.
Well, that could very well be true.
So hey, there's no exit from this convoluted.
It's so true, Shri, because the universe is calling.
Absolutely.
You know, the universe is calling. And the reality is, ask yourself, you know, how many times, how often do you experience that deep voice, that cosmic voice, the one that you absolutely know is not of this world, but yet you kind of dismiss it or you ignore it?
Well, and I think, at least in my journey, there was a period of time where I wasn't sure if this voice or this knowing was coming from elsewhere. What I mean by that is there comes a time in our journey when we relax the brain enough, when we relax the ego enough, that a different quality of experience starts intruding upon our norm. And that quality of experience can be felt as peace. It can be felt as kind of the rapture of beauty. It sometimes is felt as joy or the aha moment where it all gets wrapped up into one. There's insights and joy and peace and excitement all mixed together. Each of us has had our moments. You cannot be alive and not have had your moments.
And the planet is at a moment. That's really a big piece of what's going on as well.
It's like an orchestration of moments.
Indeed.
You know, think of it as we're all like individual little fireflies on a summer's evening, and we're buzzing around, and we go, hey, there's one, there's one. And when these fireflies start flying in an orchestrated pattern, when we come together and start communicating and at the same velocity and speed, we double our light. We send out a bigger signal, which attracts even more folks, more fireflies, you might say.
Well, and the fireflies are sure swarming. You know, in every way, they are swarming. What's happening right now is so important. Let's kind of backtrack a little bit. First of all, today, the day of this show, May 22nd, Mercury goes stationary today, guys. So we are now starting the kind of the outflow from all of the profound cosmic energy that has been bombarding us through the entire month of May. And this is an extraordinarily powerful moment because during this retrograde, Mercury also, for the first time in 10 years, fully transited the sun. It was a visible sun transit. So consider that you have been in this cosmic transit, this divine dance, all month long, simultaneous with the initiated spin of the Metronian star energy, which has its own several months of energy. This is, I feel like we're kind of at this cosmic intersection.
Well, we are indeed at a cosmic intersection, and I just love the imagery of Mercury transiting the sun. Indeed, it was like a beautiful orb that traveled from one side to the other. But consider for a moment the symbology and the energy side of that, that the sun, the golden energy of creation.
Exactly.
Was flowing through Mercury, which is the energy of action and reaction, is the energy of movement, either retrospective or prospective. And so the illumination was actually giving us the best that Mercury has to offer.
And did you take advantage of it? Because the portals are open. Now, speaking of the portals being open, drum roll. Okay, we just posted at YouTube about 2 hours ago a brand new archangelic ensoulment from the cosmic scene. And guys, this is off the charts. It is the first one that we have ever had done in the Temple of Oneness here at Terra Nostra. It is also from the cosmic scene, and they are talking about cosmic connections. I'm actually kind of blown away that this show, you know, we develop our shows about a month in advance. This show was posted for this day about a month ago, and yet just a few days ago in the Temple of Oneness, we had this incredible ensoulment come in.
Absolutely, and the ensoulment, the cosmic scene is one way of understanding the energy of those that serve, those that come to support the awakening and the nourishment of the crystalline beings on the planet. Now, when I say the crystalline beings, don't say, I wonder who they are. They're you.
They are you in every way. And guys, go to our channel at YouTube, Official, Sri and Kira. Go to the channel, and then you'll see it right there. They are talking about the 13th dimension. You want to talk about cosmic connections.
Absolutely, and cosmic opportunity. You know, as we were sharing a minute ago, each of us has had within us those touchstone moments, those moments where we feel the peace of deep compassion, where we feel the peace of deep recognition, or where we feel the profound love that is beyond the ego filter. And these moments are gateway moments. The question is, how often do you allow yourselves to reside in that energy? Because cosmic awakening is about the acceptance of that energy. It does not have to be the exclusive way you live. We're all in transit, just like Mercury. We are in the ascension escalator right now, and the awakening that is upon us is a crescendoing. The key is, will you say yes? The key is, will you continue say yes?
And not only will you say yes, how do you say yes? Because this is really what it's about. The universe is calling. The question is, are you really ready to know the truth? And it begins with the truth within. Now, of course, if you are listening to us live today, remember you can call in, ask a question, request a mini soul reading. The lines, we might still have one or two. I don't know if we've got a line available, but hey, you can try. 888-627-6008. If the lines are busy, keep calling back, because as soon as we start saying hello to people, that's your opportunity to call in and get on the show. And you know, Sri, I also want to share with everyone, again, I encourage you, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, watch the information that we just posted a couple hours ago, powerful cosmic ensoulment from the cosmic scene, because I think it really dovetails into this cosmic awakening process.
Well, it does. And here's a tip. Drink a cup of coffee before you watch the ensoulment.
The energy is off the charts.
Or
a cup of black tea,
whatever your preference is.
Oh, my goodness.
And the reason I say that with a smile is that when we receive energy, we are oftentimes lifted and then we get tired.
Yeah.
It's because we live in this body. You know, the physical body has trouble with these frequencies.
Well, you know, and how many times, it's a great thing you're sharing, Sri, because think about it, guys, as Sri is sharing with you, how many times have you ever like listened to an archangelic ensoulment or a profound message from the archangels and you find yourself getting really tired? This is important.
And the importance of that is to give yourself some slack. Getting tired does not mean you're bored. Getting tired means you're assimilating and processing the energy. I also strongly encourage you, for those of you that have tuned in with the ensoulments that we've brought through or other work that we've offered, if at any point you found your attention drifting, great that you noticed, because that means you're assimilating, and it's very important that you go back and revisit the material. As we revisit, we go deeper. As we revisit, we send a signal to our cellular structure that, yes, I accept these frequencies. And it kind of like is telling the body, get up off the couch. You know, we're going for a walk in the sunshine of cosmic connection.
Well, and this is part of how we ignite our divine beingness. You know, for years now, I keep going back to lesson one of the Lost Books of the Essene, where they talk so much about the fact that in order to really sustain your awakeness, in order to sustain the process of being awake, especially in a world that has twinned, you know, remember, we're dealing with a third and a fifth dimensional overlay, it is to basically, if you're with someone who's asleep, then just tuck them in. And if you are with the drowsy, be present, yet be with the awake. And this is so important. It's critical that you pay attention to how, you know, it all begins with who you're interfacing with.
And the recognition that in the most general of senses, there are three categories of consciousness going on. There are those that are asleep, and what we mean by that is they're asleep to their divinity. They're asleep to their cosmic connection. They're living in the delusion that this body and this earth experience is all of it.
Now, the irony of that is they're actually awake to their density experience.
Yeah.
Remember, everyone's awake to a certain level of consciousness.
And so your consciousness will fill up with that which you put in front of it. So if you're putting in front of you all of the fear-based reality of density, if you're putting in front of you the 3D competition and egocentric worldview, you're going to fill with that, and that's what you'll identify with. And we are calling that asleep because there's so much more than that. As one begins to open up to the greater energy fields, as one begins to illuminate their light body and sense and know energy, as one begins to recognize that this beautiful Gaia is a bubble floating in a grand cosmos.
Exactly.
We go through periods where we're in that ecstatic energy of open consciousness, where we feel the tingle inside, where we feel the deep peace, the deep joy that's not giddy. It's just that presence energy. And as we feel that, we may from time to time notice that, oops, we slipped back into absent-minded, patterned reality, driving on the freeway, going to the job, behaving just the way we behaved yesterday.
Well, and I want to bring something up. You know, we get a lot of comments. Sometimes a lot of people write us or they call and they ask, you know, I'm having a hard time. I'm trapped in fear and I'm trapped in other negative energies. Well, what's stopping your cosmic awakening and the reason that you're trapped is because, and I want you to hear this with all the love that it's intended, you're addicted to the pain. The pain is so familiar that it's absolutely, it's mesmerizing. You know, it brings you in and you become so familiar with it and talking about it and receiving attention around it and discussing it that the pain becomes the catalyst that prevents the true cosmic awakening. In order to lift into cosmic awakening, there is a freedom, a spaciousness that is an abundant flow that ignites your divine nature. And you must do more than romanticize about it. You must do more than chat about it. You have to actively, proactively do something about it.
Because your personality, your stability is a habit. The way we interact with folks, our preferences, all of these learned behaviors, and they may be very pleasant and lovely, but nonetheless, they're habits. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes you predictable and stable. And
we
like predictability and stability in a society and in a workplace. I'm not knocking it. However, what it does is it interferes with awakened consciousness. We put blinders on, so to speak, and we dismiss experiences that are unlike the familiar.
Very much so.
This is why, you know, the story is that the Native Americans saw Columbus's ships coming in and they could not recognize the ships because they'd never seen anything like them before. But when the men got out of the boats and walked through the waves, they went, oh, those are men. It's a little bit like that with pattern consciousness. How can we be awake if the way our brains are designed is to eliminate data?
Now, we have so much to share, including some of our personal journey and how we were able to lift through our own illusionary experiences. Big show, lots to share, and so many people holding. Let's say hello to a few of our beautiful, most amazing callers.
Absolutely, because we're here to help you hold on to awakenedness.
Absolutely. And share the love, for sure.
Let's begin at line one, and we'll say hi to Ariam from California.
It's Marian.
Marian, welcome.
Hi, namaste, dear one.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. My heart is just like butterflies. And everything you're saying is just like so connected. And, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for your words and for everything. And I would love to hear a soul reading from both of you. But at the same time, I would love to hear the truth. I am ready to know the truth on the awakening, the voice, I do hear it, love thyself, and I'm doing the best But I believe I could do more, and I would love the truth from your voices today. Please, for myself, I believe for the rest of us hearing from you, I believe we're ready to hear. You know, we're just in the sense where life comes about, and it's like, oh, boy.
Well, beloved angel, first of all, thank you. Shri and I both are just sitting here, I have my arms out in the air. I'm just first giving you this amazingly big, supportive, sisterly hug, because the gift that is coming in around you, and yes, you are ready. You are absolutely ready. And I just want to share a couple things that are going on around you. And the blessing that you have brought forward in your life right now is being heavily, heavily sustained through, I'm seeing lots of Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Michael, and Archangels Gabriel and Raphael. These four angels, but in the moment, as we are together in this moment right now, it's Zadkiel who's very present around you. And it's funny because Zadkiel is almost tickling you and saying the truth that resides within you is freed through the joy of your divine nature. And as you relax and invite that joy to come in, your eyes will also open and see what is before you with the perspective of one who no longer needs to hide. And that message is coming straight from Zadkiel through me to you. And the other thing that's important for you to hear, Marianne, is that you are a presence holder for your family. Now, what that means, and I believe that many of the people that listen to our show and tune in with us are also presence holders for their family. As a presence holder for your family, what that means is that you're kind of use the word black sheep. You're the one that they're all going to be watching. People are watching you. They want to see how you do. They want to see how you move forward. So what you do matters more than what you say.
You know, I want to jump in because there's a piece here that you're bringing up that applies to so many people. And that is, we first begin to open to recognition. We begin to open our hearts. We begin to feel the truth. We begin to sense the truth intuitively. And you have done that. Here's the magic moment. It has to be put into action.
Yeah.
This is a third chakra thing. You might even bring a hand on your tummy and say, I trust myself enough to act on the truth, meaning to shift your career or volunteer in an arena that is aligned with your higher knowing. Because you, like many people, have coped, meaning you've done the best you could, given your training, your culture, your upbringing, your coping as best you can. And there's a part of you that says, there's something more. I'm meant to do something more. And that something more is what I'm inviting you to put into action. It can start by volunteering. It can start by teaching others. It can be whatever it might be that your heart says yes to. You don't have to throw out the past. You just add in the beauty.
And I want to wrap up because Zadkiel is basically poking me here. It's very important for you and for everyone listening. This is for all of you too. Use the mantra of self-ascension often, and you will ignite that voice in a way that will enrich your depth. And remember the mantra of self-ascension, four simple lines. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And you are guided, my love. You have lots of strong angels around you. And the truth is, you don't need to hide. It's time to be out there. Namaste, angel. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless.
Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. You know, each and every one of us is on our journey, is on our path. And there are so many parallels. There are so many things that we're learning that others need reinforcement around, need reassurance around. So speak up, ask your questions, celebrate your successes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, as Archangel Zadkiel always says, drink fermented grape and dance in little circles.
Absolutely. Be celebratory because
exactly. Everything
is an emergence. It's springtime all the time.
Indeed. Well, let's say hi to another beautiful angel here.
We're going to go to line two and say hi to Layla from California.
Namaste, Layla. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm so happy to talk to you guys.
We are happy to talk to you, Angel.
So I have matches with everything you say. I am so familiar with my addictive pain. But I also don't think I really want it. So it's reemerging in my life in a big way, finances, family, and the guidance is also increasing and they seem split. So I wanted a soul reading.
Absolutely. And thank you for the honor. Truly, it is an honor to be in the presence of such a beautiful one as you. Oh my goodness, girl, you are amazing. Your energy field is so radiant and so filled with light that, like, I'm sitting here squinting. And that's why you're in the midst of the duality the way you are right now. You are really at, it's so funny, they're showing me what looks like a golden Y in the road, you know? It doesn't matter which path you're going to take. So that's the first thing. I don't want you to get all freaked out like, oh my God, am I going to make the wrong choice? You're at that moment where everything that you know is in front of you to put into motion. It's basically the moment of claiming your mastery. Now, I truly mean this from the bottom of my heart. If you have not taken our Ascendant Abundance program, it's a whopping $22. Boy, do you need it right now. I mean, just you need it. And the reason I'm saying that is, everything, the universe is screaming at you right now to command your light and move forward. And that's why you're in this situation. The minute you take charge, the minute you say no to the fear, and the minute you trust your intuition, it's kind of like stick out your foot, jump, and know that you will not fall. All the other repeated chaos is going to go away. You're resonating strongly right now with the number two, and I giggle that you actually called in on line two. I think that's hysterical because that's what you're resonating with. And so for you right now, it's about unifying the soul with the form, unifying the master that you are with your manifestation abilities, and within 2 months, if you really do all this, within 2 months, everything is in kind of a new way for you. And those two roads that they're showing me become the one. And so it's all in front of you because it's about, you're ready. You're ready to really claim your mastery. You just need to be strong and not, don't let people run over you. It's your time to stand up and be counted. And it's, and everything's going to resolve really, really well within the next 2 months. Like I said, it's just going to be a whole new life for you. So I am so excited you called today, and keep shining. You are a beacon. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you.
As beautiful as you. Namaste.
You know, beloved ones, it is important that as we begin to feel that enthusiasm bubbling, that sense of, hey, I'm ready for my next step, whatever that might be, even though there's parts of us that are tentative, parts of us that are going, do I have the skills? Do I have the money? Do I have the time?
Well, and how about that part of you that denies it and goes, who am I?
Or who am I to think this way? Or that's not me, that's somebody else. Well, listen, it is you. And when you get that little urging, that little energy that's bubbling up and says, hey, I'm going to do something, follow it, go with it. Even if it's short-lived, it will launch something more magnificent for you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's that joke that I certainly learned in my mother's kitchen, that the first pancake in the pan is not the very best pancake.
That one that gets all crumply and
yucky.
You
know, the temperature's coming up right, the batter isn't quite right, all those little things. Sometimes it's like that when we leap out, that maybe our first venture out isn't the final perfection, but it sure is better than where you were. It opens you up to the truth of you. And so begin, step out, follow your passion. These are the things that will build joy and authenticity in our world. Now, I want to go to that last thing, authenticity in our world.
Because as the cosmic awakening is coming forward, you are known by your energy, not by your words. I want you to really take that in, guys. It is your presence that brings your awakening and anchors it, not your words.
And your presence comes from your true heart. It comes from that essential, beautiful, authentic energy that is your essential energy, not your adapted energy. Consider that for a moment. We all adapt. You know, we adapt to our culture of origin, our family of origin, our religion of origin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We adapt, and then we start awakening. And so the authentic energy comes from that essential you. So in a nutshell, I just want to remind all of you, you can't mess this up. If you start listening to that voice, that beauty inside that says it's time to step out in a new way, even if in society's senses it wasn't a financial success or it wasn't as big as you dreamed, it is an honoring of the beauty within, and that is a success.
I love that, Sri. I just love that because remember, beloved angels, we are at the time of profound cosmic awakening. And I just want to share again, if you haven't made a note of it yet, make sure you go to our YouTube channel after you're done listening to the show, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the video we just posted. It's about the 13th dimension. Cosmic contact is here. The twinning earth is real. And there is an extraordinary abundant amount of energy that is being fueled on the planet right now. And this is why for many of you, how many of you right now, and I'm already seeing your hands raised before I ask the question. You guys are so cute. How many of you feel like you're going crazy? Or have others that are, quote, worried about you.
Or about to go crazy.
Right.
or thinking about going crazy.
Or people that think you need to be medicated or are really concerned about what your views are. Because the reality is you're waking up. And in the time of divine, extraordinary cosmic awakening, the opposite of that, which is this very deep density energy. I mean, guys, look at the people that are being elected as the heads of government worldwide. All right. Well, I mean, look at what's happening. We're having this big move toward this. I'm so afraid that I'm going to put, this big monster in as a leader because somebody needs to take care of me. When we get rid of our own freedom, when we hand it over that quickly, it is because we're afraid and we don't trust the universe. That is third dimensional thinking and third dimensional energy, and it's big and it's rich. But here's the good news, and it's really good news. Right next to that is the fifth dimensional energy and well beyond, that's just as rich, just as real, capital letters, underlined, highlighter. And available for you the minute you are able to feel enough self-love that you can let go of those people that are worried about you, those people that want to medicate you, those people that think you're going crazy, or you get rid of those own self-defeating thoughts that you think you're going crazy. Sri and I both went through this many, many years ago. And it was after we went through that we came together.
And so the coming together for us was truly a milestone moment of the recognition that we had found truth. Now, for each of us, it is time to realize that nothing in the outer world is ever going to give you the permission to awaken, the permission to be your authentic self. It comes from within, and it comes from that moment, that leap of faith, some people call it, that courageous act of stepping into alignment with your higher truth. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about this and some wonderful data and information, but first, a little commercial break to invite you to stretch your legs,
grab that cup of tea.
Get the cup of tea, and we'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Oh, welcome back, beloved ones. And we are here discussing cosmic awakening, the uplifting planet, and that voice within that is nudging you, loving you, dancing with you, and saying, hey, I am right here. You are not crazy. Come forward, beloved light worker.
Absolutely. And by the way, you know, before the little break we took, I had mentioned that the world itself is not going to give you permission.
That's so true. I bet all of you are going, yeah, that one.
And I want to make offer a discernment. The world of your history and the outer world at large won't do it. But as you attract to yourselves people who are also awakening, you're going to find a loving hearts that will champion you in these times.
Very much so.
And this is why it's so important to reach out, to let yourself be pleasantly surprised that there are people out there that are awake to what's going on, that are awake to their own hearts, that are outside your historical patterns, your historical circles.
You know, Sri and I, if you've not read our book, our groundbreaking book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, read it. Really, you need to read this book. And one of the things that Sri and I have always chatted about and have been very open about is our own journey. You know, I was born very, very clairvoyant into a family. I obviously chose to be born into a family that was very preoccupied about that because that helped me become who I am today. And, you know, I have many memories of my childhood where my mother was absolutely convinced I was crazy. They were thinking about medication. They were very concerned. And because I was always so accurate, you know, before my mother would have a dinner party, for example, you know, how as a kid, your parents might pull you aside and say, now, you know, I have guests coming over. I want you to be good or whatever. My conversation used to be, and don't make my guests cry by telling them what their dead grandparents are saying. And so the messages that I was given very, very young was that it was not okay to be who I was. And I spent many, many years wrestling with that until finally, way back when, I hate to say it, in 1989, I died of cancer because I was so riddled with all of these things that I actually manifested cancer within my own body. And my blessing was that through my near-death experience, I was clinically dead for 4 minutes, they had called it. Through my near-death experience, I was blessed to come back with not only all of that clairvoyance I was born with, but with a greater clarity that the whole reason I was on the planet was to do what I'm doing right now, and that there was no other reason for being. And it took away all the fear, and it ignited a great sense of trust. Now, that did not make my life a panacea. I got to tell you guys, for 10 more years, actually almost 11, I really wrestled with that until finally I was down on my knees before God at one point saying, you know what? Take me, I'm yours. I've got nothing left. I had gone through a bankruptcy. I was having all kinds of other issues because I kept denying the truth of who I was. And it was when I dove full force and said, okay, I'm going to live the truth of who I am. I was given this gift of a second life, literally, to live this life. And the minute I surrendered into the truth of who I was, the minute I came out of the closet as who I really am, my life became a miracle after a miracle after a miracle. And I'm sharing that with you today because it's so, Sri and I so understand, it is so challenging until you can really, and I mean it, guys, you got to come out with the truth of who you are. And until you can stand in that truth and declare it and not be afraid of it, then everything keeps spiraling. You might have moments that are great, moments that are not so great, you know, but everything keeps spiraling because the universe is doing its part to support you to become the truth of who you are. And remember, you just need to make a choice. Either dive into density, as Archangel Zadkiel always says, and do it really, really well, right? And my example of that is Donald Trump, guys. You want to talk about somebody who has dove into density and is doing it really well, right? Completely, completely steeped in density. So you dive into density and do it well, or get off the fence, come out as the truth of who you are, but then you have a responsibility to yourself and to the universe to do that really well.
And so the key here is to be authentic to the urges, to the momentum that is seeking to be expressed within you and without you. You know, each of our souls is on a journey, and there is a time for moving into density, and there is a time for awakening. So rather than aggravate yourself and try to control it, follow the energies that are emerging within you, because you will surely find your way.
You know, I'm giggling as Sri says that, and I'm only sharing this with you, my angels, hoping that in maybe some small way it will help you. But, you know, prior to my coming out on the truth of who I really was, I, you know, for many, many years, I ran very large corporations, and I was very successful in doing that. Of course, my personal life was a nightmare. However, when I finally came out to the truth of who I was, here I went from literally being a CEO of a major corporation to being in the back of a small metaphysical store in Colorado, being the woman that you came to get readings from. You know, you would sign up to get readings from me. And the universe started talking to me, because within 3 weeks, there was a 2-month wait for people to come have readings with me. Instead of showing up in the morning and wondering if I was going to see anybody that day, I was coming into a full schedule and became so popular that the metaphysical store that I was working at literally was trying to keep up with the people that were coming to see me and give me readings. And it blew me away as much as anybody else, because all I was doing was being myself. And initially, I was terrified. How would I pay the rent? How would I take care of my children? How would I do whatever? And, you know, there were some skinny moments in the beginning, but I never gave up, because the gift, the joy, and the support that I felt by being in a community of people that understood me started igniting within me the universal wisdom. And within 2 months of doing that, guess who walked into my life? Sri Ramka. And from there, as they say, the rest is history. And so I'm sharing this with you because at some point in the cosmic awakening, you must trust yourself. And only you can do that. However, you also owe it to yourself to gift yourself with a community around you. Listening to this show, go to SriandKira.com, read our messages, join our miracle team. Oh my goodness, the people in our miracle team are incredible. We have blogging going on in the miracle team website. Connect with people that can really support you. Put your attention into the truth of who you are, and the universe rewards you a bajillionfold.
Absolutely. And I smile as Kira shares a little tidbit from her own story, because I too had my some critical moments where the leap of faith could have turned me one way or another, depending upon the courage that came up in the moment to take action. And I'm going to share a little bit about that in a moment. But I also noticed we have a couple of first-time callers standing by.
We do, and we've had other callers holding for a while.
And so we, as is our tradition, we like to move the first-time callers to the front of the line.
Let's do that.
We'll do our best to get to everyone.
You know it.
So we're going to go to line 3 and say hi to Susan from Rhode Island.
Namaste, Susan. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call. I'm honored to be here with you.
Thank you.
So my question is if you had like a mini soul reading.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for asking. And I, you know, I'm smiling. The reason we got quiet and I waited for you to ask was that was actually part of the soul reading. And so I want to invite you to put your hand on your heart, if it's safe for you to do so, Susan, and to just relax, really let your breath relax. The energy around you right now is very centered around your crown. Now, what's interesting is there's like a golden beam. It looks like a crown, but it's made of infinity symbols, and it's like all these golden infinity symbols, and it's rotating around the area of your crown chakra. But what's interesting is that the brain inside has like a little magnetic field that keeps it just about, if I was to give it a measurement, it looks to me to be maybe like only about an inch away from your head. And the key here is that Archangel Metatron is the one that's kind of like, I'm watching Metatron kind of like blow this beautiful golden light toward you. And the message that's coming in around you is saying, relax the brain that seeks to deny your truth and engage the gift of your crown nature. And they're saying the more you relax, breathe and take the time to focus upon yourself, the eventuality of that which is before you now will play out and the new will begin. And that's the message they want me to offer to you today. And I'm really grateful you called in.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Thank you, my angel. Many, many blessings. And thank you for the beauty of seeing that crown. It's gorgeous. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's truly a wonderful thing when we relax and begin to recognize the light that emanates around us and through us. And that this is something we begin with by trusting. Then we start to sense it, to feel it, to see it. You know, the doorways of perception vary according to the person. There's no one way to do anything, but there is truth.
Oh, in every way, in every way. And, you know, speaking of truth, we were just in Rhode Island. Let's go back across the country over to Arizona and say hi to another first-time caller. Let's say hi to Sylvia from Arizona. Namaste, Sylvia.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I am leaving Tucson, Arizona after 13 years to go back to California. I'm awaiting a reply to my application for an apartment. What do you want me to know about this move?
Well, the first thing I just want to share with you is that not what I would want you to know, but honestly, what this beautiful, you have this a bevy. That's the word they want me to give you. It's this bevy of these beautiful feminine angelic and like fairy-like beings that are dancing around you. And they are so excited. And they all keep saying the same thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is where you belong. You have listened to your heart. And that by taking the initiative to move forward with this move, you're resonating with the energy of 13. And 13 is a very powerful energy to resonate with. I mean, it's like really powerful. Once you get back there, they're saying the first 13 days will ignite the next 13 weeks, which will ignite the next 13 years. And that this is the move, and they're capitalizing T-H-E. What you want to know is that, or what you already know, you have listened, you have said yes, and the universe is conspiring to shower on you beautiful things that are beyond even what your mind would want to manifest now. So the response is move forward, feel wonderful, be excited, and let it be incredible. Many blessings and congratulations.
Thank you so very much. I love
you both. Namaste. We love you too. Oh, wow. You know, Sri, my heart is just always so excited because this is the gift when we get to connect and see the beauty of each being.
Absolutely. And when we're brought into a nudge, you know, when our higher wisdom, our deeper intuition, whatever words you want to use to describe that nudge, that knowing that it's time for change, to take action on that is a high order signal to the universe. It's a high order expression.
Well, you know, and Sri, I think people should hear a little bit about your experience. You know, one of the things that you may or may not know about Sri was that pre-K, we always like to giggle about that, before pre-Kira, Sri was married for quite a long time. And you know, talk about listening and cosmic awakening and listening to the voice. You took action, even though on the linear world, people would have on the surface said, why are you doing this?
Well, why are you doing this? You know, our family and friends create a cocoon of normalcy around us.
I'm putting that in air quotes.
If there's air quotes, because sometimes those Thanksgiving dinners get a little loco.
Yeah.
You know, a little dysfunctional.
I was putting the air quotes on normalcy.
That's what I'm talking about. However, the normalcy means it's predictable. The pattern's in place. We've accepted it as our normal, you know, our family. And like so many people, I had kept myself informed in many ways. I read and studied, etc. However, I knew that even though I had a good marriage and I had children and I had a good job and everything was in a good way from societal standards, there was a certain amount of stability, of regularity of income, of opportunity to take care of the children and to live that American dream, so to speak. While that was going on the surface, in the outer world, in my inner world was this sense of, but this isn't it. This is not really it. I have a loving wife. I have a loving family, but I am not ignited here. I've created this around me because it was what I thought I was supposed to do. Now, that's a weird recognition on one hand, because certainly when we begin to travel with in partnership with another being, to have a relationship with another being, there is the honeymoon period. There is the excitement and the energy that brought you together. And oftentimes that excitement and energy has to do with a karmic completion, a filling in of things that need to happen for you to learn and grow. And whether you're meant to stay together is a different question. By all means, you were meant to exchange energy, to come together.
But that's the gift of spiritual maturity.
I didn't know that at the time.
Right.
It was only later that I figured this out. And just as we shared with you about when you feel the urge, when you feel like it's time to make a change, to have the courage, well, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. All I knew was I wasn't settled in my life. I had worked hard to create it. I had lots of good things going on, but I knew that this was not my true partner. I knew that this was not my true life. I was decent at it, but it wasn't quite right. And so in that recognition that it wasn't right, and in that something inside of me said, I want the best I can be. I want to, I have something to give, and I wasn't sure what it was. I decided to take a time out and discover it. And in the time out, in the Native American tradition, I went on a vision quest. There's many ways to take a time out. During my time out, and I actually had to do a couple of them, take a couple of time outs, I began to get a sense of that truth, that authentic energy of who I really was. And I realized I was not congruent, that the life I had created around me was not truly congruent.
That was a really courageous thing, Sri.
And in that moment, it actually created a tension inside, because I could either shove that away and jump back into the life I had created, or I could move into the unknown. And that's where we begin to kind of shake in our shoes a little bit.
A lot of it.
And so without making the story longer than it needs to be, I'm sure each of you can relate to elements of this. There are things we do in our lives where we have to take a leap of faith. And in my case, I negotiated a separation from my wife. I said, I need to go. I need to find out what's really going on, why I was born, what's up. And I know that I can't do this here right now. And she was wise enough and loving enough to say, I see that you're really sincere. Go. Do what you've got to do. And in that moment of taking what you might call an extended vision quest, meaning separating, physically, emotionally, legally separating, I opened up the doorway for ever greater truth and ever greater things to come in. And it became very clear that I needed to finish up my marriage, to close that out. And when I chose to do that, that's when the universe presented me with my next steps, which had to do both professionally and in partnership with my beloved Kira.
And that's the gift of cosmic awakening, because it's when we send a clear signal to the universe that we are ready. And that's again why we go back over and over again to the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. When we use that with sincerity, love, and presence, and then take action as we are guided by trusting the connection that's coming in, our lives turn into a miracle after miracle after miracle. And you know, Sri, talking about miracles, we have all these people holding. Why don't we see if we can say hello to a few more?
Absolutely. And as we segue back to the phone lines, I just want to say one more thing, and that is, trust yourselves.
Always.
Trust yourselves. You can't mess this up. Even though it may seem scary, even though it might be frightening, it's only frightening to an aspect of your consciousness.
So not, true.
Not the totality of who you are.
So true.
You will be better for it.
Indeed.
So let's head to line 4, and we're going to say hi to Adam from California.
Namaste, Adam. Welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Hi. I wanted to see if I can get a mini soul reading to get some clarity on what I've been experiencing lately. I've been going through a lot of profound activations with intense energy running through my body. What I believe to be language coming through, hands guided into mudras and certain breathing exercises. And you two are the only ones that I know that may be able to understand what is I may be experiencing. I'm just wondering if I can get some clarity onto it, maybe what I can do to assist the process and integrate it during this time.
Absolutely. And first of all, Adam, Sri and I just are celebrating that you are at such a beautiful moment in your life. I am so glad you got through today and totally not surprised. Talk about cosmic contact. First and foremost, you have this very beautiful blue starborn energy. And the blue starborn are very extraordinary beings of divine cosmic light. And if you've ever read our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations, you already know a lot about them, but you know a lot about them deep in your heart already. And what's happened is that you are being birthed into they're calling it the second phase. This is the second phase of your divine purpose on the planet. And they're saying this is about a 2-year period of integration, by the way. And so they're saying everything that you're doing so far is really assisting it because you're allowing and you're not resisting. And that's the most important piece. They're also saying that because you are such an open-hearted being of divine love and presence is why these energy transmissions are being received. And that it's very important for you. They're saying 4 things: stay humble, stay alert, drink plenty of water, and remember to say thank you. And they're saying that those 4 things will keep the process moving forward. It's a 2-year period, and that's when you're going to enter into what they're calling phase 3. And I just have tears in my eyes, Adam. Thank you for being on the planet, and thank you for saying yes. Many blessings.
Many blessings. Thank you very much. I have tears in my eyes as well.
Thank you, Namaste. Oh, Sri, the show goes so fast, but we've got another first-time caller.
Absolutely. Let's head to line 3 and say hi to Shelley from California.
Namaste, Shelley. Welcome.
Hi. Namaste to you as well. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, beautiful one.
Thank you. I called in to see if I could get a mini soul reading.
Of course you can. And I want to first invite you to relax your breath a little bit. And it's interesting. They're saying to take your hands and first, and I'm going to say it all at once. It's like touch, release both ears at the same time, touch, release third eye at the same time, and then rest your hands on your heart. So it's ears, third eye, heart. And I'm actually doing it with you. And they're saying 3 times, ears, third eye, heart, ears, third eye, heart. And they're saying that they're calling it a micro activation that they're offering to you right now is to clear out the congestion of too many words that are being put into your head, to release the confusion that is sitting in your clarity, and to open your heart to that which you deserve. And that as you do this and as you follow through and let that energy come through you, they're saying the stomach will settle, the feet will move forward, and that which you are, the abundance will flow. And they just keep saying, put your burdens down, activate your energy, and trust that the universe has got you. They're saying, we hear you, and that you do not need to worry. And so it is, Shelley. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings indeed. And one of the things I want to remind each and every one of you is that awakening is happening all the time.
And every minute of every day counts.
Absolutely. And those little moments where you awaken to the beauty, those moments where you smell the perfume in the garden, those moments where you suddenly look at yourself and actually love yourself, and not through the eyes of criticism or judgment. These moments of awakening are constantly around us. As we gather the ability to collect them, and when I say collect them, what I mean is to say yes to them, to say, yes, this is true. Yes, beauty is. My love is. Perfection happens. In spite of myself, I'm still okay. You know, all of those beautiful moments, as you collect them into your own consciousness, they expand, they grow, and you become a gift to everyone around you. That's the awakening for all of us.
Indeed. And beloved angels, remember, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. The cosmic awakening on the planet is undeniable. The truth of who you are is inviting you to accept yourself. As you do, miracles come forward. We love you, and we are grateful that you have taken the moment to be with us right now.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next Sunday, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.